Watch Money Walk. May 1, 1973, Los Angeles.
When I drove to this park, it was very tiny. It's nice.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Of the dad was machine.
From Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a compound that's called silicon carbide.
Huh.
That is, I think it is very hard. It's as hard as diamond.
Huh.
They make silicon carbide. I'm not sure that silicon carbide or tungsten carbide, they're used for cutting diamond. They're harder than diamond.
Huh.
Very strong. Very hard. They combine this with carbon. It requires tremendous amounts of force to do this. High temperature, high pressure. No, not so far.
But God creates so many devils from sand, do you know?
The smaller birds, they're eating something from the sand?
Yeah, even for man. Cantaloupe, watermelon, that produce in sand in large part. Tarmuja.
Tarmuja.
Tarmuj, tarmuj. It's a sand nahi wala hai.
Lemon salt.
Not lemon. Watermelon. These are the products of the desert, as well as dates, just like the date trees can grow in sand.
Baba, yesterday's Bhagavad lecture, the example that
$100 bill.
So if somebody picks up and stacks it, somebody
who just doesn't take it,
he's also not good. And the one who
stacks up and says, whose coin is this? Then he's good.
And how his service is better.
Yes. But how about the one who picks up and he doesn't find the owner of the coin, but he offers to Krishna?
He must find out. Because there are so many men, some of them must have lost us. So far Krishna's property is concerned, everyone knows this is Krishna's property. There is no need of finding out. Everyone knows that the American state, where is the difficulty to find them? That was an example. So far, things are concerned, we know that, as we know, that this land belongs to the American state. Similarly, this is false. Actually, everything belongs to false. There is no difficulty to understand. We have not created this ocean. We have not created this land. We have created nothing. We are simply stealing material business. So how you do not know that it belongs to God? Everyone says, no, this is knowledge. I create something, I must enjoy. Rather, the basic injunction is that you do not enjoy anything which you cannot create. Do not enjoy anything which you cannot create.
So we cannot create anything. So
that we cannot enjoy anything. We have to accept everything as prasadam. First of all, you take sanction from the proprietor, then you eat it. That is your business. That's why if I want to use this land, I have to take permission from the government that I want this land. Give me permission. When the government gives you permission, you can use. Otherwise, you'll be criminal. You cannot say, oh, there is so much land. Let me encircle it to my friends and I leave them. No, immediately. Criminal. You cannot do anything as you like with this ocean. Can you do? No? You have to take permission from the government. It's like fishing boats. They have got government permission. Therefore, today, Ishopuni says, he says, Tena tattena bhunji. Tena tattena. When it is sanctioned, when it is given to you, then you enjoy. Mahavidata sasid alam. Do not touch anyone's property. This is basic interest. So, if everything belongs to God, how you can touch it without His permission? But they are rascals, they do not know who is God, where is God, how to take permission, they do not know. Therefore they become criminals, they are suffering. Encroaching upon God's property, and therefore they are suffering. all these things are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything belongs to God. And because we are sons of God, we can use the Father's property, but not more than what I require. Just like in a family, everything is Father's property. And if you use more, all the good things in the family, that's not allowed. You must take what the mother or the father gives you. That is your business. Similarly, everything is God's property. Everyone, even the boss, beast, everyone has right to use the father's property. Just like the boss, they will use, just like that, pick it up, the small
features.
So, as much they require, they're allowed, take it. But they're not making any straw for speculation. Man does that. As soon as there is some good harvest, immediately have that problem. If everyone only takes as much he requires, then it's no problem in the world. But he wants to take more. They say, you American, you have covered so many thousands of miles. You don't allow anyone. No. Here is gun. What is nonsense? There is God's property. There is disallow others. Let them come. So there is no question of overpopulation. There is so much land in Australia, in Africa, here in America, that 10 times of the present population can be provided. God has provided. But these rascals will not allow. So there is overpopulation in India, in China, in other places. And there is problem that trying to occupy more land, but you will not allow, therefore what is what? So we create problems. Otherwise God has supplied us enough. We can use it. As much as you like, you can use it. Possible. They are creating trouble and these scientists giving them, yes, I am giving you this chemical composition. You drop on the enemy's camp. This is scientific research. So, impel the rascals. The rascals rogues, they are trying to use up others' property and the scientists helping them. That's all. If you help one murderer, if you help one thief, then you also become criminal. Is it not? So they are helping one another, all these thieves and rogues. Therefore there is so much trouble in the world. They are all criminals. Tena eva sauchyate, one who does not recognize the proprietorship of the Lord, he is a thief. Find out, take statistics, how many people recognize God. Take statistics. Everyone is, what is God now? Everyone. Therefore they are in trouble. Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes this fact. Mayar vase jachyo bhese achyo habu dubu bhai jiv krishna das evi shas kolle to ardukkhanai.
Ardukkhanai?
As soon as you believe in God and accept yourself as eternal servant, there is no more problem. Everything is good. But they are being carried away by the illusory energy. Therefore, they are under the control of time and nature. My arm is just like these seaweeds are carried by the waves. Get out. Similarly, one who is not accepted There are other seaweeds, they are not fertile. But this seaweed, because it is outside, so there are millions and millions of fishes, they are not fertile, because they have surrendered to the sea, under the protection of the sea is protecting me. So when you surrender, you will be protected. Krishna says that. Aṁ tavā sarva pāpebhyo mukkhayiṣyāmi mā śūca don't worry, I will be protected. Surrender. The scientists are very wrong. And this is all nonsense. Primitive ideas. Primitive. They have become advanced. That's why they should give us the idea of God. Now India is declared semi. What these leaders will do?
They are fighting each other.
Huh?
They are just simply fighting each other.
Asking you that you realize me. I cannot see you. No, I cannot see you. There is water. You are drinking water. Yes. I am drinking water. I am the taste of the water. But you see me. Pravasmi, Khosishuja. I am the sunshine. Who is not seeing the sunshine? Why the last person says, I do not see God? God says, I am here. And he says, I do not see. Liar. Huh? If you are in my front, if I say, here I am, you say, no sir, I don't see. What is it? Similarly, God is before you in the form of sunshine. Don't you see the sunshine? Why do you say, I do not see God? You have not seen the sunshine. In the morning, very early in the morning, you see God. That is Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhurvasa Tat Savitu Varanam Bhargati Vasa. Very three obeisances to the sun. Saviti. Saviti means Savita means sun. In the very beginning, you see God by the sunshine. And then think of the sunshine. How much potential it is, how everything is being produced by the sunshine. As soon as there is no sunshine, we become disturbed. So many business become disturbed. So why didn't you understand that without God's presence we cannot do anything? Where is the difficulty? Does it require any very big philosophical speculation? The rascal will not admit as directly in the Vedic literature. That is the fault. Otherwise, what is the difficulty? No difficulty. What is the explanation of the scientists for the sunshine?
Oh, just that the sunshine is a sudden, sun is a, there is a gaseous material, very hot temperature. Mm. So the rays are coming from the sun.
That's all right, but it can kill you. Is it not? The one is accepted God. sunshine, if it increases a little temperature, millions of you will be killed immediately. So I don't accept sun as God. Therefore, according to Vedic principle, sun in the beginning is accepted as God.
You take it as a material object.
And that's why you are under his control. God means controller. Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. God means control. He is controlling him. It is material that it is not under your control. You are under his control. So if anything is controlling you, that is God. God means controller. If you cannot see Krishna, you can see the sun.
The sun is the product of Krishna.
Energy. Jachakshuresa savita savalabdhana. Sun is working under the order of. Just like if you don't see the managing director or the proprietor of a star, the immediate boss is controlling you. Just go away. In the office and the factory. Similarly, you cannot see directly God, but God's agent is working. Why don't you obey? God's agent is working. How it is working? Jasyam tayam bhavati saṁ vṛtakāra chakra. Exactly in time, by the order of Krishna, rising. Exactly in time. Without any deviation, even by 1/10,000 part of a second. Astrological calculation. Is it not? So how it is working? Under whose order it is working? Shastra says, by the order of Krishna, Dasya Abhraya, under whose order he is working, Govinda Mahadu, that is working, that's Govinda. Shastra is giving you information that he is working under, he must be working under other, why it is so accurate, so punctual. Under there is some direction. Under there is order of God. Why this big ocean is so obedient? It is not coming here. Why don't you study right here? Where is the obedience? There must be some direction. That you Pacific Ocean, you are so big, that's all right. But you cannot come here. You may not do this. Otherwise, why you are feeling so safety, although in the front of a big ocean? If the ocean lies within a second, you can feel it immediately. But still not it. Because there is order. Similarly, sun is also moving under the order. You have to study right there. If you do not see God, see how God's order is being carried out. Then you will understand. Just like we do not see President Nixon. But you know there is direction and the government is going on under his direction. That you can know. This is seeing of God. To see how things are going on under his order. That is seeing of God. Just like from long distant place. That you see. You are seeing, but at the same time not seeing these things. You are seeing those things, but you do not see the detail. Similarly, you are seeing God by this thing, but because you are not so powerful, you are not seeing Him detail. But you are seeing God. You cannot say that I don't see. How can you say? These are the directions. You are seeing the things are going on in the direction, the stars there. Therefore you have to start the journey, start Vedanta says. You have to understand God through Shastra, by the scriptures. You have to understand. Shastra journey, start. Everything is there. The Shastra gives the direction. Therefore, human being is meant to study the Shastra. The Shastra's Vedic literature is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. If you don't consult the Shastra, then you remain a cat and dog. That's all. Why you are taking so much trouble writing Shastra, explaining to you, so that you may come to the real platform from the platform of cats and dogs? That is our mission. That is the duty of the spiritual master. Nana shastra vichara nahi tani kinau sad dharma samasthapako lopanam hitakarinau. The spiritual master is the most beneficent friend. He is giving a direction from the shastra. Lopanam hitakarinau. He is the real welfare worker for the human society.
Radha Krishna Padarvinda Bhagavan Vandi Rupa Sanatana Vyavitiyo Sri Jiva Gopala. Shastra is being direction. So many lawyers are going to the school colleges to learn the government law. Why they are taking so much time? Just to give people the direction that you work under this direction, the law is not being difficult. Similarly, the spiritual master is a lawyer. He knows things are there. He gives direction to the disciple so that he will be happy, he will not be in trouble. This is Guru Shishya Sampatha. Desha Prasadana Bhagavata. By the mercy of Guru, everything is Bhagavat Prasad, immediate mercy of God. One should study the sprinkler. We give credit for who has manufactured the sprinkler. But there is no glorification for the original sprinkler who takes all the water in the sky and sprinkles on. There is no appreciation. That's it. You'll appreciate this one.
The engineer just say, oh, we have met this.
Yeah. But another engineer, such a big engineer, he has not reached.
Appreciate the original engineer.